A flickering letter I appears, followed by the letters F and C. IFC Midnight. Pfeiffen Pictures. Manhattan Productions. Words appear. In 2002, an American novelist and her husband traveled to Norway on a small book tour. What follows is inspired by actual events. A thick layer of ice covers an SUV windshield and side windows. Naomi, a brown-haired pregnant woman, sleeps in the front seat. Her eyes open slowly. She looks around. She runs her fingers along the windshield. She tugs at the window handle and then the door. Her brow furrows.
Matt? Wake up. My door, it won't open. Matt, wake up.
What? What are you doing?
My door won't open. Try to get your door open.
Okay. Okay.
She looks over at him. He wipes the windshield and looks in the back seat. He opens the center console.
What are you doing?
Get it going.
I think we're snowed under.
Just some ice.
If it were just ice, there'd be some visibility, wouldn't there be?
Well, at least we'll get the engine going and it'll help warm us up and loosen the snow.
You're gonna flood it.
There's nothing to flood.
Shit.
Okay.
Shit.
Don't worry. Breathe. It's okay. Get a shot through the back.
He climbs to the back seat.
Can you just give me 1 second, please? I'm sorry, baby. I'm just trying to get my head around this, okay?
I knew we should have kept on driving. I knew it. I said it.
Okay, can we calm down, please?
We should have kept on driving at least another hour or two to get to a village or something.
It was freezing rain in the middle of the night. Should we have kept going?
She looks up.
Can you not be so defeatist?
She turns around and looks at him.
What are you doing?
Getting my phone.
She holds it up.
Shit. The battery's at half life.
Let me see.
Wait.
He holds it up.
Matt, give me the phone.
Hold on 1 minute.
Matt, just give me the phone. Matt! We need to save the battery.
He puts it in her hand.
Can we please not argue? Okay? I'm sorry. I just need a few minutes and I will get us out of this. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see where we are.
He grabs a map and opens it.
What food do we have?
Chicken, cheese, and a herring sandwich. Here we go. Okay.
She takes a bite of a sandwich.
Alright, we're on this road. We're somewhere between here and here. Okay, someone is going to pass by. Will you please not panic?
Okay. Let me know when I should start.
What?
Shit.
What's wrong?
My back.
Shit. Hey, you know what? Come back here. Some more space. Come on. Come on. Okay. Okay. You want your legs up here?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's fine. She keeps on cooking. She's okay. How about you?
Fine. This is absurd.
Yeah. What are you doing?
The rental guy said there was a roadside kid.
Oh, yeah.
2, 3, 4.
He climbs back over to her. He opens up a small package of candles. He opens a container of matches.
There we go.
He lights the candle.
Yay.
And we have light.
Yes. Now we could clearly see the shitstorm we're in.
No, this is good. It means we have air. Is that?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, like some.
He takes a bite. Thick layers of snow cover the SUV. Snow-capped mountains. A sign, 1 kilometer. Appear over snow-covered mountains. Centigrade. Matt kicks at the back door.
Shit. Matt? I have to pee.
All this up and going.
A towel.
You're kidding.
It's what my mother did when she was bedridden. I'd have to keep changing the towels.
She takes it.
That's disgusting.
Matt looks down. Naomi climbs to the hatchback. Naomi looks at him.
Sorry.
He turns around. She reaches into her purse and grabs a bottle of pills. She glances back at Matt. She closes her eyes and puts the bottle back. She turns around and opens the box. She puts the towel in it.
I just peed on a towel.
He nods. Naomi looks back at him. He turns to her and grips her arm. Faint light is visible from an ice-covered window. Matt gathers items in the hatchback. Naomi goes through her purse. She pulls out her cell phone and stares at it. Her small bits of food, and she wraps them up in napkins. An MP3 player, a hairbrush, a pen, plastic bags, and the pack of candles are strewn on the seat.
Days. And only two bottles of water. That's what we have to survive on.
What about these chocolates?
No, we're not eating those. That's the only thing my sister's asked for.
He smiles slightly.
So, any ideas how we're getting out of here with this stuff?
I don't think we should get out of here.
We have to try and get out of here. We can't just stay here. I think we should break the window and use it to dig.
I think that's a really bad idea.
Why?
Because we don't know what's out there. Look, I'm not some kind of an expert or anything, but I think we should stay right here.
That's not really much of a plan.
Okay, then try your phone again.
I did. Twice. We're gonna freeze in here.
And you don't think we're gonna freeze out there? Come on, at least we're enclosed. We've got candlelight, we have blankets for warmth, we have body heat.
And what if no one is out there looking for us? What if it hasn't even stopped snowing yet?
If we don't show up to your book
I
signing...
Can't believe you.
What?
I can't
what is so wrong with that?
This. What's wrong
the
with
weather
it is that
is
you
as bad as you say it is, then who's gonna show up to your book signing anyway?
This is insane.
No, what's insane is traipsing around the frozen wilderness. With a pregnant lady following the North Star.
hoping we're going to find a Fairfield Inn or something.
I just need you to trust me, okay?
Okay. Okay, Matt.
She looks back at him.
We're gonna need more layers.
Okay.
She puts the sweater on. Gusts of snowy wind blaze against snow-covered mountains. Frost covers the interior of the SUV. Matt brushes some of the ice away. He etches a line into the dashboard with a corkscrew. Words appear. Day 4. He closes the corkscrew. Naomi sleeps with her head against the window. Matt opens the center console and takes out one of the napkin packages. He opens it slowly and grabs a cashew. He puts it in his mouth and closes the napkin. He unzips his jacket and pulls a water bottle out. He shakes the bottle and looks back at Naomi. He takes a sip. He looks at Naomi and starts to shake the bottle. He moves the bottle closer to her. Her eyes open slowly.
Morning.
He reaches toward her with the bottle. She takes a sip and sits up. She opens up a napkin. She looks inside the napkin and back up to Matt.
Did you eat?
He shakes his head.
I'm not even hungry.
She looks into the napkin. She takes off her beanie and hands it to him. He puts it on and sits back in the seat. He looks back at Naomi, who eats with her eyes closed. A jagged piece of ice glistens. A half moon shines in the sky. The sun peeks out from behind snow-covered hills. Naomi writes in a notebook. Matt sits in the front seat. He moves and knocks the water bottle over.
Oh, shit! Shit! Fuck!
Calm calm down.
You have to put the cap back on.
He twists it on.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
You just...
I just what, Matt?
Nothing.
She stares at him with her mouth hanging open.
Great. Good morning to you.
Sorry, we just need to be more careful.
He makes a fist and rolls his wrist around. A small part of the SUV roof is visible under snow. They sleep in the back seat. Matt's head moves. The sun peeks through the ice-covered windshield. He slowly moves forward.
Listen.
What?
She sits up. He looks forward with a furrowed brow.
Hello?
Naomi furrows her brow.
Hey! Hey!
Hello?
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 Hey!
Hey! We're
here! Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Oh, shh. We're in here!
Naomi darts toward the steering wheel. She grimaces. Matt lowers his head. She sits back with him.
The horn died.
Shh. It's okay.
Hey.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Okay.
Low light seeps through the window. Day 7. Matt draws a stick figure on the window. He stares off. He draws a noose coming from the neck of the stick figure. He looks back at Naomi, asleep in the back seat, and wipes it away. He holds up the candle to the window edge. Thank you. He tugs at the window handle. He holds the candle back up to the edge. He tugs at the window handle again.
Okay.
Ice particles and a scrunched up napkin lay on the SUV floor. Naomi lays on her side, flipping the phone over and over. She drops it and the back detaches. She picks it up and puts the pieces back together. She sets her head back and wipes her face. She looks at the phone and sits up. She holds the phone up to her ear.
Is your dad on the phone?
We're in Norway!
Norman?
We're under some snow. I don't really know where we are, Dad.
Norman, we're buried on the side of a road.
Daddy, can you hear me?
We are 50 miles east of our hotel.
Can you hear me?
Give me the phone.
Dad.
Give me the...
Dad.
The phone dies. She holds it to her face.
It's dead.
She tosses it to the floor. Matt looks down.
Why didn't you wake me up?
He looks at her.
This was our one chance. Do you know that?
He shakes his head. Snowy wind gusts through the air. The SUV is covered in snow. Naomi and Matt sit upright. Day 9. Candlelight flickers.
It's getting colder in here.
I know.
Came all this way for my stupid book signing.
Come on. Don't think like that.
He hands her food.
You have to eat too.
I'm fine.
What's gonna happen when the food runs out?
I'm getting close on this window. If I can crack it just a few inches, we could scrape it. We'll eat the snow.
And eat our way out? Matthew, we have to break a window. We have to start digging.
Do you know what's out there?
do you know? Once it's broken, it's broken. Then what? Do you remember that story about that guy from Africa whose boat capsized? He survived for weeks in an air pocket. No food, nothing. He stayed put.
You fucking baffle me. It'll be fine, sweetheart. We'll just pull right over here. We'll drive to the hotel in the morning.
We both agreed that it was not a good idea to drive aimlessly through the night.
But it was a good idea to fall asleep during a blizzard.
Did you know we were going to wake up in the middle of the next fucking ice age? What is your problem? What are you doing? What? Breathe. What's wrong? What's happening? Is it the baby? Noam? Noam?
Bill's in my bag.
He looks at her and then to the hatchback. He reaches back and grabs her purse. He pulls out the pill bottle. Matt goes to the front seat. Naomi's jaw hangs, and she stares forward. She looks at him. She tilts her head back. Ice covers the center console. Naomi's face reflects in the rearview mirror.
We're supposed to be partners.
Just leave it.
Were you ever going to tell me?
We can't be up each other's asses all the time.
That's being up each other's asses.
Yes. People have secrets.
What the fuck does that mean?
She looks down. He looks at her in the mirror.
Tell me. What secrets?
He looks away. Snow covers the mountains. Sparse clouds hang in the sky. SUV is covered in snow, save for a few visible pieces. Day 11. Matt sits in the front seat and Naomi sits in the back. She puts a piece of chocolate to her mouth. she looks at it.
I think we should write a letter. For when we're discovered.
No.
I think we should consider the possibility.
I don't want to hear that. Is that what you've been so busy writing?
She looks at him.
It's not your business.
It is my business. You don't get to make those decisions for both of us. What did you write? What did you write?
I wrote a stupid story. Okay?
She rolls her eyes.
About?
A woman in Paris.
Paris?
It's a bit more glamorous than a giant heap of snow in Norway.
And?
And she's a helpless old lady who lives alone and gets stuck in her bathroom. Okay?
Go on.
She starts banging on the walls and clanking on the pipes. And she even opens her window and starts yelling and nothing. But the neighbors, they complain about the noise. And nothing happens. Until finally, when the landlord needs to collect his rent, is when he breaks down her door and finds her.
Is she alive?
She was barely alive. But he evicted her.
Matt smiles. She looks at him.
It's funny, though, who gets stuck in a bathroom?
Probably the same idiots who fall asleep during a blizzard.
He looks down. A snowplow pushes through the snow in the distance. Matt and Naomi sit up.
Hey! Help!
A small part of the SUV is visible.
Help! Help!
Help! Help!
Snowplow clears the road. Naomi grimaces. The snowplow drives past them, shooting more snow onto their SUV. Naomi looks at him.
You were right. Vehicles pass by here. Someone else is gonna come.
No one's coming. No one else will come. I can't catch a fucking break.
You're saying right now.
I got fired.
You said you had vacation time.
No. What else can I say? I suck. I was ashamed, okay? Fucking shamed. Is that what you need to hear? What did you want me to say? Hey, look, I know the book isn't off to a great start, and I lost my job, but great news. We're gonna have a baby.
don't turn this around on me. No. You're doing this because you lied. This isn't about me or the baby.
No, no, no. You never wanted this baby. That's why you're still taking your pills.
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. Don't try to tell me how I feel about having my child.
Then why? Why are you still taking your pills?
I brought the pills in case of an emergency. What this fucking is? I'm trying to do things the right way. I'm trying to do everything the right way. What the fuck?
Except drugging our unborn child. That's okay, right? That doesn't cross... Hey, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Is this what you want, huh?
He holds her wrists.
Do you want me to lash into you? Is it?
She stares at him.
Get the fuck off me.
He stares at her. She turns around. Matt hangs his head. Naomi closes her eyes. Matt sits in the passenger seat. He etches a line diagonally through four vertical marks on the dashboard. Day 15. A candle is lit next to the driver's side. He balls up a sock and sticks it into his jacket. He moves over to the driver's side. Matt stares down. The window is cracked a few inches. He brings the candle over. Matt chips away at the ice with the corkscrew near the opening of the window. He holds the bottom of the plastic bottle underneath. Naomi lays on her side in the back. She stares toward the front of the SUV. She jolts and holds her belly. She looks down and then toward Matt. She lowers her head back and looks up toward the roof of the SUV. She looks in Matt's direction. He continues to chip at the ice outside the window opening. Ice covers the windshield. Snow partially covers a rocky mountainside. Naomi stares at him from the back. He chips away at the ice. She puts her hand under the passenger seat headrest. It raises slightly. She looks at it and raises it more. Her breath is visible. She looks down. Matt stares at her.
What?
She shakes her head.
Nothing.
He grabs her a napkin package of food. She eats quickly. Matt rests his head on the window. He continues to stab at the ice. Naomi stares. Snow covers the sides of the mountains. It gets darker. At night, they sleep. Naomi's arm shakes. She sits up. She bites her mitten off and unzips her jacket. She sits back with her eyes closed. She takes her jacket off. She grabs at her neck. She looks to the front of the car. She slowly climbs into the front seat. Naomi grabs at the headrest. She pushes it up and pulls it off. She holds it out with the metal pipes facing Matt. She turns and slams it against the window.
Naomi! What the hell is wrong with you? Naomi, stop!
Leave me alone!
We're gonna freeze in here. What the hell is wrong with you?
Stay the fuck away from me! Oh.
She slams it against him.
Oh, god damn it!
What are you doing? Burning up!
What are you doing? Stop!
What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
Stop it! No, no, no! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
He lays her down.
Get off of me! No. Get off! Get no. off of me!
It's me!
Get off me!
It's me! I'm right here! Leo!
No,
stop! You can't! Leo! You can't get out! Okay, I'm not trying to hurt you. Please, I don't want you to hurt yourself. What? What is it? What is it? Is it the baby?
She grits her teeth.
No? What is it? Baby, talk to me. Is this the first time you felt this?
She shakes her head.
Why didn't you tell me anything?
I don't know. I can't feel anything.
Okay. Baby, I think you're hypothermic, okay? We need to warm you up. We need to warm you up, okay?
He covers her in a blanket and sits her up. He keeps her head lifted. He sets a bag behind it.
There you go. Okay. Baby, here.
He drips water from the ice cup into her mouth.
Come on. Okay. Come on. Put your energy up. Come on. Eat. Come on.
He covers her head with a coat.
Okay.
He lifts her chin.
Okay.
It's happening again.
I think this is it.
No, I can't do this now. I can't.
I don't think we have much of a choice, baby.
I can't do it. I can't.
A candle illuminates the inside.
Come on, baby.
The baby drops out of her body. Matt wraps the baby up in a hoodie. The baby to her. She pulls Matt in close. Their foreheads touch. Matt smiles.
This is so beautiful.
Naomi holds the baby close. Matt bends over them. She tilts her head back.
What is it?
Egg. Help me, please.
Push me. Come on.
He pulls the umbilical cord out of her.
Come
He puts the placenta in the box. He stares at Naomi and the baby. She rubs his hair. Daytime. The sun peeks out from behind the hill. Ice covers the ground. Day 17.
Pancakes. Buttermilk pancakes. With salted butter. And maple syrup. And crispy bacon.
Okay.
Oh, like a applewood smoked bacon that you just scoop up some maple syrup.
Waffles. Belgian waffles. So crispy and golden with ever so slightly runny eggs.
Oh, I hate runny eggs.
I love you so much.
I love you. Babe. We haven't named her yet.
She softly bounces the baby.
No, we haven't.
What do you want to name her?
You make the call.
How about Olivia?
Like your sister?
No. Like Liv.
She looks up at Matt, holding her from behind. He nods.
It's perfect.
Hi, Liv.
She gazes at Liv. Matt nuzzles his face into her neck. Liv close to his chest and rocks back and forth. Matt tips away at the ice. Naomi sits up. Matt looks back at her. She touches his face. He kisses her hand. A bird flies over the snowy ground. Day 20. Matt sits in the front seat. His fingers are red and raw. Matt chips away. Snot drips from his nose. Daytime. Naomi puts ice into her mouth. His jacket off.
Give me this. Well, I'm working up some good heat. Don't worry about me.
She stares back at him. She wraps Liv in the jacket. Takes the wrap off his head. He loosens his scarf. He removes another jacket. Naomi holds Liv against her chest. Matt sits in the front seat. The candle is short. Morning. Naomi's eyes open slowly. She sets Liv down. She puts her hand on his shoulder.
Babe.
She hops to the front seat and into his lap.
Hold on a second. It's okay, babe. It's okay. No, no. It's okay. It's okay, babe. It's okay. It's okay, babe. Wait. Matt? Matt? Hold on.
She covers him with a blanket.
Hold on. This is not a part of the plan. No, it's okay.
She strokes Matt's head. She kisses him. She hugs him. Naomi sits up in the back. She holds the ice cup. She looks down and takes a sip. She sets the cup down. She takes her mitten off and grabs her notebook. She takes the pen off the cover. She turns a few pages and writes. She looks up.
Don't. It's just a letter.
Matt's body faces her. She fiddles with the paper. She puts a piece in her mouth and chews. Dusk. Frost covers the road. A distant car drives toward the SUV. Naomi looks out the window. Headlights shine in through the ice. She gets into the front seat. She punches the ice wall. Blood drips from the ice. She sits her forehead on the ice. She lays back and holds her hand. She stares up at the ceiling. Blanket covers her. Her breast hangs out of her shirt. She guides Liv toward it.
Come on, baby, please.
She pushes Liv's mouth over her nipple. She pulls the blanket off her head. She shakes her head.
Come
She opens the box in the back. She takes the placenta out and sets it down. She stares at it. She pulls out the knife and cuts a piece of frozen placenta. She lowers her head. She holds the piece of placenta and stares at it. She puts it in her mouth. She grimaces and chews. Liv latches on. Naomi rocks back and forth. Okay. On the side of the road, a faint outline of the SUV's roof peeks through the snow. Inside, Naomi lays on her back next to Matt's body. Her cheeks are sunken in.
No, of course. She's okay. She's warm now, thanks to you.
Matt is stripped down to his underwear.
What?
She smiles and takes a bite of the placenta.
It is tough.
She rubs her finger along Matt's chest.
You were never really looking for your car. The cabbie was so pissed. I know.
Ice covers the windows and windshield. The passenger window is broken. Glass and trash cover the dashboard. Day 24. Items litter the SUV. Matt's belt is curled up. Napkins are strewn about. Naomi stares up at the ceiling. She She closes her eyes. She sticks her hand up. A drop of water drips down her cheek. She looks toward the driver's window. She sits up taller. She climbs over the seats and goes to the front of the SUV. She grabs at the ice, fistful after fistful. She rips the Mylar off and keeps digging. Her hand pops out of a small hole. She punches through with both hands and looks up through the hole. She pulls it a big chunk. She goes to the back.
We're getting out. We're getting out.
Liv stares up at her.
We're going home.
She puts a blanket in a bag. She picks Liv up.
Yes, we're getting out. We're getting out.
She sets Liv in a bag and tucks her in. She puts on another layer. Naomi kisses Matt's cheek.
Thank you. Goodbye, Matt.
She stares down at Matt's pale face and blue lips. Naomi's foot kicks through the opening. She sits up. Both feet climb through the hole. She twists her body around. She slides on her belly to the plowed road. She spreads her arms out wide. She sits against the ice wall. She slowly stands up. She reaches into the hole and withdraws the bag containing Liv. She sits for a moment and stands back up. She rests against the ice wall. She looks to her left. She She turns around and looks back at the hole. She walks slowly for a moment and stops. She turns back around. A snowy gust of wind blows against her. She turns around and walks down the road. Naomi grits her teeth. She collapses onto the ground. She lays on her back in the middle of the snowy road. She slowly sits up. She looks down and stands. The sun beats down on her. She trudges forward. She walks between the tall snow walls. She walks toward mountains. A road sign, 3 kilometers and an arrow. Naomi looks up. A contrail crosses the sky. She steps up onto the snow and walks up a hill. Footprints trail behind her. She pauses at the hilltop. She continues walking. She smiles and sits on a rock. On the other side of the hill stands an illuminated building. She smiles and closes her eyes. A tear rolls down her cheek. Naomi and Liv were taken to a local hospital and treated for dehydration, hypothermia, frostbite, and severe malnourishment. Experts say they survived due to the igloo effect, shielding them from the elements and trapping any heat they produced. Naomi continues to write to this day and dedicates all of her work to her late husband, Matt. Described by Audio Eyes. Directed by Brendan Walsh. Starring Genesis Rodriguez and Vincent Piazza, Baby Liv, Benjamin Sokolow, and Emily Bayokos. Written by Daley Nixon and Brendan Walsh. Story by Daley Nixon. Produced by Bradley J. Ross, Molly Connors, Amanda Bowers, Vincent Morano, Brendan Walsh, Jane Oster, Carrie Nakamoto. Executive producers, Gabriel Rosenfitt, Charles Sharfman, Mark Sharfman, Catherine Hutchison, Wilson Rivas, Kristen Prigmore Adams, Jerry Topitzer, Lori Abrams. Co-producer, Emily McCann Lesser. Director of photography, Seamus Tierney. Production designer, Lauren Crawford. Editor, Bradley J. Ross. Costume designer, Ariana Gallo. Music by Matthew Tang and Trey Toy. Casting by Mia Cusimano, Megan Rafferty. Lead sound designer and re-recording mixer, Tom Paul. Supervising sound editor, Tristan Bayless.